Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Samantha.
Hey, Lisa.
Samantha.
Lisa got some spiky hair, Lisa has some spiky hair. What did you do today?
No, the song should be, Lisa's got some real short hair, doo-dah, doo-dah. Lisa's got some real short hair.
Oh,
it's really short.
Oh.
It's really short. Everyone says it will grow, but it's really short.
Oh, that's what you get for going every 4 weeks.
Yeah, because I try to just keep up with my maintenance. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right? It's short.
Oh, it's maintained, all
right. It's maintained, all right. Right? Right? Yeah. I kept saying to her, the color's still good? Yep. And I'm thinking, because if you keep cutting it shorter, the gray is going to be showing. Right?
Oh, that's what you get.
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 You get short hair.
You get short hair.
Oh, well. They say it grows back.
It does.
Yeah.
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 Don't be too sad.
I'm not sad.
So, Lisa, we're in the dog days of summer.
Yeah, we are in the dog days.
The dog is almost done.
The dog can be done. I'm done with the dog.
Well, because the nights are getting longer.
Oh, how excited were you last night at 8:22? And I'm like, and I texted you, it's dark out.
Yes.
Right? You officially can go to bed now.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah, right? You can officially go to bed because it's dark. It's 8:22.
That's the rule.
If it's
dark outside and you're tired,
yeah.
Go to bed.
Go to bed. Right? Shh. Nobody needs to know. Even though we just told the secret. Right?
But that's what I think everyone needs to adopt.
Well, it comes in handy.
It comes in very handy.
Right? And that's the problem. That's the bullshit with the summer.
Oh.
Right? Mr. Sun's got to be out. He's got to be shining until 11. Right? Well, I'm already up later than what I should be. Right? So at least now you got to take advantage of it.
Yeah. And it's been so hot.
So hot.
And everyone's just been heat. It's like heat. No one's sleeping.
No.
Shauna Foster was on her Instagram and she's, I don't know what's going on. I couldn't sleep. I had insomnia. I was up at like 11.
So crazy.
And she couldn't sleep and she went to work and she's like, I look like shit. Like, I hear you, Shauna. I didn't have a good sleep either.
No, right? It's hard sleeping in the summer.
Yeah.
Right? It's not easy.
Yeah.
Right? It's not that easy at all.
Do you watch our girl, Shauna Foster?
On the
IG?
Yeah. I feel she's more my girl than your girl.
No, I feel like she's my girl. I see her all the time.
Do you correspond with her? I sometimes do. Makes me think that she's more my girl. Right? We need to get her back. Let's get her back on the show.
Yeah, we should try.
Right?
Yeah. She's busy, though.
She's busy.
She's doing stuff.
I know, right? Because she's like a superstar.
Well, and she's got two little kitties.
Yeah. Oh, and one's a ginger boy.
Yes!
How cute is that, right?
It's cute as a bat and a bit of a terror.
Well, you know what? I think boys should be.
Oh, screams for no reason.
I think that's the rule, though, right? I think that they should be.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
Are you full? You got a full belly?
I do have a full belly.
Right?
Pizza. But no. It wasn't that.
No. Dear Domino's. This segment is brought to you by Domino's Pizza.
No, it's not.
Right?
They're not paying for it.
But just think of how good it could be if it was, right? If they did, right?
Hashtag ad.
Hashtag A, ad. Hashtag help us out. Hashtag we'll promote your pizza.
Because we are finding it quite delicious.
Yeah, dear Domino's, thank you for making your pizza taste like it looks.
I know.
Right? Nothing ever tastes like the picture.
No.
The Domino's pizza tastes like the picture.
Yeah.
Tastes like the picture. And it was good. And they make a good bread.
It was really so good. Nice and warm. Mm-hmm.
So right now we're sitting in the car stinking it up. Because, you know, we got like yucky garlic breath.
Yeah. Got pizza belly.
Yeah. But that's the beauty, right? Is that you can't tell.
No.
Right? Because you stink, I stink. That's how it goes.
Okay.
That's how it goes. So Samantha. So my girl, the queen.
The queen. Our girl.
The queen. So she's not going back to Buckingham Palace anytime
soon. I know.
Okay. Hey?
What is up with that?
Well, because I think she feels safer at Windsor Castle.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think when you hit 93, I think you, even though you're the queen,
yeah.
I think other people start making your decisions for you.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Uh-oh.
And I think that she's in on the decision, mm-hmm. but I think she feels safer where she is.
Okay.
Right? Because of the COVID.
Yeah.
So, dear the COVID, do you need to scare the queen?
So that means she's not going to go back to London, right?
Not anytime soon. Aww. No, but she's doing like lots of things on the Zoom.
Okay.
And she will go back to London if it's safe.
Okay.
And she can do something. But here's the thing. How sad, right? I mean, who knows how many years she has left, right? So she only has so long left to do these royal engagements and things, right?
True.
And now she's like, she can't do them because of the COVID.
Yeah.
Right? Makes me a little bit mad. Kind of mad at the COVID.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know about the rest of the world, but I've had enough of it. I'm over it. Right?
Yeah, but it's not going anywhere.
Right? Like, I think it should be done, right? We can say, yeah, guess what? Back in my day, right, we lived through a pandemic. We don't need to say, and it went on for years, right? It went on for 5 months, and that was good.
No, it's going on for more.
Jesus. I'm over it.
I know.
I'm over it.
Okay, but you know what people were not over?
What?
Your Tuesday Facebook post.
My new thing.
On what do you got to get rid of?
Right?
It's always food, right? And you always make people really upset.
Oh, people, they're protective of their food, right? That's what I find. People are very protective of their choices and their food, right?
It was funny because it was pancakes, waffles.
Cinnamon buns.
And French toast. And I'm like, I'm saying goodbye to waffles.
I thought that the world would say goodbye to waffles.
Yeah, but see, the world stuck to it.
People love waffles.
Yeah.
Right? What I think happened is that the world doesn't love a cinnamon bun like I thought that they should.
Not.
Everybody's like, cinnamon bun, bye-bye. And I'm like, what? Like a nice light snack? Like, with like a tea, with a cup of tea in the winter?
And sugar and cinnamon.
Yeah. Like what about that restaurant that used to be in the food courts, that Cinnabon?
Yeah.
Like, hi. Right?
That was a cinnamon.
That was beautiful.
Worthy.
That was so worthy.
But apparently, I believe there was some stuff around inconsistency.
There was some, yes, right? I think that's the problem with the cinnamon bun. Yeah. They're not making it, the world's not making a consistent cinnamon bun. But you know what? I think the world's never gone wrong with the Pillsbury Doughboy. Right?
Or Sheila,
right?
Yeah.
This is where Sheila, this episode is brought to you by Sheila Sperling, cinnamon buns. Right? Like Sheila could like pimp out her buns.
She could pimp out her buns,
I think, okay?
Cinnamon buns. Let's make that very clear.
Right? She's not pimping nothing else out for two reasons. Number one, she's Sam's mom. Number two, she old. Right? Her pimping days should be behind her.
Her pimping days are behind
her. She can only pimp food.
Yeah.
That's all that she can do.
But yeah, no, like, people were getting rid of pancakes. I'm like, pancakes?
Like, who gets rid of pancakes?
I know.
Pancakes got to stay forever.
Hi, blueberry buttermilk pancakes.
Right? Like, just hi, how do you go to IHOP?
And Drell was like, I'm getting rid of French toast. And I'm like, I replied back, I don't even know who you are.
I know, right?
I don't even know who you are.
I know. It's so crazy. What people, it was like mayhem.
Yeah.
It's like 115 comments. Right? I remember I sent you a text, need your help.
And I'm like, I'm diving in.
There's too many to do, right? I know. I love the Tuesday one.
The Tuesday one was really good.
That was fun.
By the way, guys, you still don't love Mondays. So you know what? I'm DOCing.
No, you're still doing Monday because it's a nice way to start the week. But you're right. Nobody loves Monday. Three people do alike, right? Me, your mom, and one other person, right? One other person.
I don't know what you guys want.
I don't know.
I don't know what you want.
I don't know what they want from Monday.
Ugh.
But you're just trying to ease people into it.
Do you want a joke? Do you want me to be sarcastic? Because I can be sarcastic Monday
that.
Person.
I don't think I want that. I don't think I want that. Because then usually I take your Monday and put it on Instagram.
Yes, I know. You right? Steal it.
I steal your Monday. I'm like, yay, Monday's like a day off for me because Sam does Monday. Yeah.
Oh,
that's exactly
okay.
It.
Apparently, the salmonella is messing with peaches.
So what is the salmonella?
The salmonella is a bacteria that if you consume it, you're going to get super, super sick.
Like, is it salmonella?
No, it's salmonella. Salmonella, and it's a food bacteria that you don't want.
But why is it sometimes...
Because it can make you very, very sick, and it can almost, like, you could almost die from it.
So why sometimes is it in the lettuce? Why was it just in the onions? Now it's in the peaches. Who's putting it there?
It's a bacteria that just all of a sudden pops up improper, like, I don't know.
Like at the grocery store or where does it come? Like
wherever it comes from.
I don't know. It seems weird.
I know. It's not good though.
It seems weird. And why do you got to mess with the peaches?
It's, I think, the water they're washed with because that would make sense with the lettuce and...
And the onions?
Oh,
I don't know.
It's not good.
And then my question, for peaches or nectarines?
I would prefer peaches.
I like nectarines. I've been on a nectarine kick and a plum kick.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
pooping any better?
Plum bum. Plum bum. Right? We've eaten a lot of corn on the cob, and guess what? There's a new mystery. Where did it go? Because you know how I don't got the signal, right? I don't got the signal,
oh
so
my
it's,
God.
It's the good Lord has just made it disappear.
Really?
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's stuck somewhere in your colon.
I say to Mike, you poop out the corn? Yeah, 3 days ago, you? No! No, there's no sign of the corn. No sign of the corn coming. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
You guys are so
we're so weird, right? We're so weird.
Okay.
Okay, so you know how much I love Kool-Aid?
Yes.
Okay. So somebody, let me see. Oh, am I going to remember who? I apologize. I'm not going to remember who did it. Somebody put on our Facebook page something about Freshie.
It sounds familiar, but I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what Freshie is?
No.
Oh, so Freshie was Canada's version of Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay.
And it was like kind of like this little funny bird on the package. And it was called Freshie.
Uh-huh.
And there was like all the flavors tasted just like the Kool-Aid.
But so it was a ripped off version of Kool-Aid.
Yeah, and then you think about it, right? Because Kool-Aid's big thing was that it's just pennies a glass.
Uh-huh.
So what the hell was Freshie? Even cheaper? Cheaper than pennies a glass? How can something be cheaper than pennies a glass?
I don't know.
Well, I think Freshie was. But Freshie's gone now.
Oh, is it?
That just got me thinking about it. Because somebody put, I think it was, we had put a meme on and it had that orange thing that people used to eat when they were kids.
Uh-huh.
And somebody's like, oh, I remember it used to be like Freshie. And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot all about Freshie. And then I felt bad that I had somehow forgotten Freshie.
That must be an Ontario thing.
I don't know. No, Freshie was Canada-wide.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, it was in Canada.
The center of the universe?
Well, that's Ontario. Yeah. Because good things grow in Ontario. That was our provincial song.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was the song we sang.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't sing it.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. So apparently, there is an uproar about pumpkin spice coming back early.
Yeah. Started by me. Started by this girl.
Apparently, August 25th, Starbucks launched their campaign in Canada.
So 2 days ago, yesterday. Right? Like. I almost said the F word, right? Like, go to hell,
yeah.
Pumpkin spice. You can wait until it's sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Right? Everything needs to be, like, we don't need pumpkin spice when it's still hot.
So is it because you're not going to drink it, so don't be worried about it?
I'm not going to drink
it. Is it just it offends you because you know about it and you see it?
Yeah. And I think that there's too much pumpkin spice. And it's because, you know what? Pumpkin spice drinkers remind me of our men that used to wear Merces with their blue and brown outfits. Because people who drink pumpkin spice, whatever, they think, look at me having a pumpkin spice chai latte. Whatever. It's a spice. I think people who drink pumpkin spice, they think they have a leg up. And I don't know if they do. I don't know if there's proof behind
there
that.
There is no proof behind
there's no
that.
Proof. And I think they have like a little pumpkin spice attitude.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, I got to start dealing with it already.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay. So you know that we follow Joe, right?
Yeah.
Joe St. Denis.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He posted about pumpkin spice coming back and he's like.
Was he mad?
Yeah.
Yes. Because it's not pumpkin spice season.
I guess it was something like, I'm hanging on to summer, bitch.
Like, exactly.
You and Lisa.
Right? Right? And like I said, I'm fine with fall coming, but I'm not fine with pumpkin spice coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't, like, I'll see you mid-September, early October works even better. Or not at all. Even
or not
good.
At all. Yeah.
That's so crazy.
But yes, it's funny that people get so enraged when they see pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
And it's like such a gut reaction.
It's
and I'm
so,
like,
right.
It's, you don't have to drink it.
I know, but it's just the anger. I heard it on the radio. I'm like, are you kidding me? I was driving by myself and they said, for the first time ever, Starbucks Canada launched their pumpkin spice campaign today. And I'm like, what? And then I complained to myself in the car, right? I was mad at the pumpkin spice, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's too much.
Okay.
It's too much. Okay. But what's been so rewarding is the new general hospitals. Oh my God, it's so good. You know what, friends of the podcast? If you're not a general hospital fan, now's your time to think about it.
Yes.
Right? Start PVR.
Yes, because your life is not complete until
so,
you've watched
oh.
every episode of Gen Hosp.
Right now, right? Wiley's missing. Now, Nestle Wiley.
Oh my
right?
God.
Did Julian do it? Michael? Who knows, right? It's so...
Seriously?
Yeah, it's been so good. Right? It's been so, so good.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I'm going to say it. Riveting. Uh-huh. I know, right? I know it sounds hard to believe.
It does.
Believe it. Believe it, sucker.
Okay.
Riveting.
Riveting.
Riveting. Right?
Uh-huh. Just like you, Jays, hey?
Oh, God.
Riveting.
You know what? I don't know how they're doing tonight. They were doing really, really good, right? They won six in a row.
Yes. Against the Phillies, too.
Yeah, I know, eh?
The doubleheader.
Yeah, doubleheader. Yeah, because John's team sucks even worse than the Jays. And, well, aren't I a good friend? I never even rubbed it in or brought it up.
No, because he knows they suck.
Right? And so the Jays had won six in a row, and then they lost two in a row.
Oh, okay.
And then they lost last night, and I said to the HHG, I said, they just break my heart. They break.
Well, they're not going to win every game.
I know, but they're losing games that they should be winning.
Oh.
When you go into the sixth inning at 6-1, you feel pretty confident. You got this one in the back, and then all of a sudden, by the end of the sixth inning, it's 9-6. It's like, oh my God, what the hell?
They got a little too cocky.
Oh, I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's a shortened season, right? So this year, 8 teams make the playoffs.
Woo!
Yeah, so this is the year, right? This, like, don't screw up this year, because this is the only year ever that everybody pretty much makes the playoffs. So don't screw it up, Jay.
Everybody's in the pool.
Right? You go to the playoffs. You go to the playoffs. You go to the playoffs. And the Jays are like, well, maybe we're not going to.
Yeah, because
we're
on
the fence. We're not quite sure what we want to do. Right? Our pitcher's got a sore elbow. Oh, our pitcher's got a hangnail. Oh, I can't bat. I batted yesterday. Right? You got 60 games to play. Play them.
Hey, just be thankful that the Jays haven't had to cancel games because they've all contracted COVID.
It's been very good.
They've been good.
It's been very good. Hey, did you know that 1,000 Subway stores closed last year?
Really?
1,000. I don't know if it's in Canada, or it may be Canada and the States, or North America.
Really?
Yeah, 1,000. And more being closed.
That seems...
Like, has the world lost faith in subs?
Maybe.
Like, are subs not the fun thing anymore?
Because it's just bread.
But when we make subs at home, it's so much fun. We have, like, the sub sauce. Right? And we buy the fixins, and it's, like, so much fun.
But maybe it's cheaper to make subs at home.
I don't know.
Than it is to go buy them.
I don't know. You think subs are overpriced?
Potentially.
Maybe that's the problem?
Could be.
People don't want to pay the money.
Mm-mm.
But they'll go to the Taco Bell, or they'll go to the Wendy's,
mm-hmm.
and they'll go to the Burger King.
Sometimes you just need a really good sandwich.
Yeah. Right?
But that's... I don't know if it's always a sub.
Do you think it's because they started cutting their bread funny? Like, I liked when Subway first opened. Remember, they cut their bread different.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now you're onto something, because I like it. I like it. And then they went back to cutting it like everybody else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now you're just a sub.
Now you're just a sub.
Right? Do you think it's because Jared's in jail because he was, like, creepy?
A bad guy.
He was a bad dude?
I
think the world's over that now.
No, I think they're over it.
Yeah.
I think it could be a trend that's dying off, potentially.
I love a good BLT sub. Extra B, please. Right?
That's true.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I don't think we should lose faith in Subway.
Well, I think we've lost faith in Ragu pasta sauce.
Ragu's gone.
Yeah.
Gone.
It's not being sold in Canada anymore. So apparently we lost faith in that as well.
Okay. So here's my issue. Here's my issue. And I didn't even know. I missed this. Sometimes I miss the news, and I didn't even hear this. And HHG sent a message saying, bye-bye, Ragu. And I'm like, huh? Like, did you send this accidentally to somebody? Right? So then I Google it, thinking maybe it's like, you know, like a millennial slang thing, right? Because you know how she's always on top of her weird stuff, right? And I want to try and be cool, too.
Uh-huh.
And then the news came up saying that it told me. And I'm like, what? When we were kids, my mom and dad always made spaghetti,
mm-hmm.
and they always made homemade spaghetti.
Yes.
From all the sauce, right? With the tomatoes and cut up the celery and cut up everything. And you can hear from my voice, I hated it, right? And that's all we ever ate. Spaghetti, 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 spaghetti. And I remember getting so mad at my mom saying, when I'm an adult, I'm just going to use Ragu, right? And now it's gone.
Well, whatever you were doing, you didn't keep it on the shelf.
I didn't. I didn't always use Ragu.
Well, then that's your problem.
Right? Nor do I make it from scratch.
Let's blame you.
I guess maybe I could be to blame.
You should.
Maybe Ragu heard me make that promise 35 years ago.
Yeah.
And maybe they were waiting for me to pull through.
And you didn't live up to it.
I didn't live up.
Way to go.
Uh-huh. I'm just always disappointing loser, somebody.
Loser. Yeah. Loser.
I'm a loser.
Right. But speaking of people who are not losers, our Patreon.
Yes.
They are awesome sauce.
They are.
Every couple of weeks, we do extra content that only Patreons get to listen to. Because they get our recording on Thursdays with a little extra in the sauce. Speaking of Regu.
Exactly, right?
So if you, too, would like to get a little extra in your world, you just need to go to Patreon. So it's www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. And for as little as $2, you can help the Patreon. But if you do $5, you get the extra content.
And you get it early.
And you get it a day early.
Yeah.
You can go to Threadless if you really are excited to be a part of the podcast.
If you want to just be like us.
You can go to Threadless where you can order merch, which is like cups, mugs, masks, leggings,
shower curtains,
t-shirts, regular t-shirts, stuff too. You can go to www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com.
We're a store.
We are a store.
We're a store,
Samantha. We are part of Podbean, but you can listen to us on any podcast app that's out there, literally. Yep. And we are part of Low Tree Studios Podcast Network. And along with us being on the network, there's lots of other people on the network where you can go and listen to them as well. But on the website for the Low Tree Studios Podcast Network, you can listen to us right there as well.
Which is kind of cool.
So bring your friends to us, guys. Let them know that there's two women sitting in a car once a week trying to deliver you some funny stuff from their life.
Just some stress-free laughs.
Yes, right? Stress-free laughs. You know how we like new members and how we like to, you know, build up our...
Come along with us.
Our friends.
Did you get it? Comma. Come along.
No.
Come
along. No. No.
No. No. No. Come along with us.
We're not talking about politics.
No. No. Come along.
So, thanks, guys, for those of you who are Patreon. I'm cutting her off. Thanks, guys, for those of you who are Patreons and for those who are going to be Patreons. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do. You bought us an SD card this week.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
Okay, so apparently, along with the Ragu issue, is maybe a Campbell's Soup issue.
What?
People need to buy Campbell's Soup because they, too, might be disappearing.
How do you take away the Campbell's Soup?
I don't know. Sales are declining. They could cut back.
Nobody's buying soup.
I don't know why. Maybe because...
It's like war times.
I know. But maybe because everyone's staying at home, they're making their own soup. So maybe they don't buy canned anymore.
I still buy canned soup.
I just bought soup the other day.
Did you?
I am helping to keep Campbell's Soup alive.
Yes, me too. Me too. I wouldn't buy any other can.
Yeah.
That's the only can for me.
What are your three favorite
of soup? Okay, you know what? My number one favorite is I love the tomato rice. Nice face.
I know. I'm like,
I love it so much. I love it. And then I love their mushroom soup. Even though I'm allergic to mushrooms, I'm not allergic to Campbell's Soup mushrooms.
You're not allergic to mushrooms?
I'm allergic to mushrooms.
No, you're not.
Really, my sisters are. My God. I have nieces that are. So I like those two. And then I just like a good old tomato.
You are so boring.
Yeah. I'm not adventurous in my soup at
no,
all.
No, you are
no,
not.
No. Why? What are yours?
I like chicken noodle. The classic chicken noodle.
Oh, see, I'm not a fan of that one.
I like the beef vegetable one. Uh-huh. And I always enjoy either the mushroom or like a minestrone.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. No. I'm more boring in my soups.
You are?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Who knew?
I was more exciting than you.
Who knew?
But let's start a campaign.
Okay.
Hashtag save Campbell's Soup.
Yes. Yes, let's get it going.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
We'll put something on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we're going to save Campbell's Soup.
We're going to save Campbell's Soup.
Because I think it's still relatively inexpensive.
Yes.
And what do you need? One other ingredient, milk or water?
Or nothing.
Some you don't put anything in. Ah, see? Right?
Oh, you know what I like? You know what I'm forgetting?
What?
Bean soup.
No. No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Bean is not a soup. This is where you and I differ.
I know.
I think that's
so good.
I think
though.
That there's things.
Campbell's soup makes a really good one.
I don't
bean
think.
Bean and bacon soup. That's
I
what
don't
it is.
Think bean is a soup.
No, but it's really good.
I don't think it is.
No, it's really good.
I think it can't be.
That's from my childhood.
Ugh, that's punishment. That's punishment.
It's really good.
You know, bean and bacon?
Yeah.
It's like eating pea soup.
No. Oh, I love pea soup. I like French Canadian pea soup.
You know, and that's well,
I am more adventurous than
you
are,
because you know you don't mind eating ugly food.
No, I don't.
And I don't like ugly food. Right? I don't like eating ugly food.
You like boring food.
I like just simple.
You like boring
food. I'm a little bit simple with my food.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's funny coming from you, because you watch every cooking show.
Because I'm part chef.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're not.
I'm part baker.
But there is a new cooking show coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Selena and Chef, starring Selena Gomez, is a new cooking show on HBO.
Oh.
Are you going to watch it?
I'll give it a try.
So is this her cooking, or is this her learning how to cook?
I don't know. Maybe she's trying to learn how to cook. And then I won't like that, right? Because then that's going to bring back the flashbacks of Amy Schumer. And you know how I feel about Amy Schumer,
you don't
right?
love her.
I don't love an Amy Schumer. I don't like her humor. I don't like her husband.
Oh, my God.
I don't like her T-shirts. I don't like anything Amy Schumer.
Do you like anything?
Not with Amy Schumer. No. Get off my cooking network. Right? That's not where you belong. Not where you belong.
As if you own it.
Well, I probably have shares in it. Right? Or should have if I don't.
Oh, maybe.
Right?
I'm just saying. Be interesting. Like, I'd be curious to know, like, what it looked like.
And... I saw a little blurb, and she was talking to Taylor Swift.
About cooking?
Right? Because they're besties, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
So I'll give it one go.
Okay.
Right? But my card is really, really full. I did just add a new one. Well, I added it a while ago. It's a good old Canadian one. It's called Mary's Kitchen Crush.
Yes.
And I quite enjoy Mary.
Well, she's on Marilyn Dennis a lot.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's kind of a quirky gal.
She's very quirky.
Right? She's a little bit different, eh? And,
yeah.
And every meal I make is a love story to my friends. Right? And that's what she did.
You gotta love a little Canadian
right?
content.
So that's what she do. And she won, was whatever, was it like I'm the Best Chef in Canada contest, one of those shows.
Oh, she won,
Top Chef?
Was it Top Chef? Or was it Master Chef Canada?
Master Chef Canada, I think it was.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where she came from.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't mind her.
I don't mind her, and I don't mind the show.
She's really geeky a little
bit. She's super nerdy, but it's sincere.
Yeah.
You can tell it's sincere.
Yeah, it's very her.
Yeah, very her.
Yeah.
And the things she cooks aren't crazy.
No.
Right? And I don't know, I enjoy her weirdness. Right? I'm like...
You have found your tribe.
I'm like, you know what? You are so close to becoming part of the squad, Mary.
Oh.
Because we don't have a cook.
We don't have a cook.
We don't have a cook. But something new that I want to try, and I think I'd like your mom to make this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's lemon blueberry bread.
It's a bread, not a loaf?
It says it's a bread with a glaze.
Sounds like a loaf.
Okay, let's call it a loaf. If that's going to make your mom make it, let's make it a loaf.
And where did you find this illustrious lemon blueberry
bread? I just came across it in my travels.
Right? Are you going to share it with Sheila?
Yeah, I can text her it.
Okay.
I don't have like the ingredients or anything, but maybe she can make it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just saying. Maybe she can do some baking. Maybe it's time for Sheila to do a bit more baking.
She has been.
Well, I haven't seen any of it.
You got some. You didn't appreciate it.
I did appreciate it. And that was in July. And now we're going into
And then
the
you
fall,
got cookies for August,
which
and
I
that
ate.
Was it.
Yeah.
And apparently the Gibsons were waiting for cinnamon buns.
Yeah, right? And she disappointed. Because she didn't bring any.
She didn't bring any.
So I've been on a real fruit kick.
Yes, I know. Plum bum.
Plum
Thank
bum,
you for
right?
sharing.
And like, I can't get enough fruit. I don't know if it's the sugar. I don't know what
Probably.
It is. Even though my last A1C was perfectly fine, still, right, I sucked at school, but I am like an A+ diabetic, right? And what's my result? 5.2. I'm kicking it. I'm killing diabetes, man. I'm killing it, right? That's why I feel
God.
I can take some liberties.
Yes.
Right? And then Mike's always like, you know, but it's the medication. Well, thank God. Thank God then, because I don't know what it would be. But so I've been on this fruit kick. And lately he's been doing groceries on Wednesday.
Okay.
I don't love groceries on Wednesday because it feels like by the time we get through the weekend, we got no food.
You have so much food
no,
in your house.
No, we don't really anymore.
You.
No, I feel like we don't. So then on Monday, we have to go and get food.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because there's the bread has been almost a week and now it's yucky bread. Right? And just all of that sort of thing. So we went on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
To stock up on stuff before we went and got groceries.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Yeah.
So seriously?
Yeah.
You couldn't wait a day? Mm-mm. What did you buy?
Just fruit.
Plums and grapes and nectarines.
And then my one guilty pleasure right now is Cheetos paws.
Cheetos paws.
Yeah, I love the paws. Not the puffs. The paws.
Okay.
Right? The paws. That's what I love. And we bought some new bagels.
Well, yeah.
Don't even get me started.
Tell them about your problem.
Here's the thing. Okay.
Here's the thing, folks.
Here's the thing, friends of the podcast. Lend me your ears. I didn't have a bagel all week because of this.
Oh, my God.
I like a bagel in the morning for a breakfast.
Yes.
Because I got to have a breakfast, right? So that seems to shut the world up if you have a bagel, right?
Yes.
The world seems fine. I like pretty simple. I like a blueberry bagel.
Yes.
I like a cinnamon raisin bagel.
Yes.
And now they have a French toast bagel.
Ooh, yummy.
Yeah, it's really good. And those, that's it, right? And I just toast it and I put butter on them. That's all I do.
Oh.
I don't want cream cheese. I want nothing else on them. So Mike, last week, bought the bagels. And I just put bagels down. I didn't specify because we've been married for 20 years. So this isn't new. It's not. Bagels weren't just introduced to the household.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
He bought everything bagels.
See, well, I would enjoy that, but I would not think that they were a breakfast
thing.
They're
not a breakfast thing because all you smell is onion.
Yes.
Right? And he's eating them for breakfast. I'm like, that's so disgusting. So disgusting. He's like, somebody's got to eat them. Don't buy those. That's a lunch bagel. That's a snack.
It's a snack.
It's not a breakfast. So I didn't have one, right? I'm like,
you basically boycotted them?
I boycotted them. I'm like, it's not a breakfast bagel, dude. And I'm not eating bagels in the middle of the day, right?
Because that's a breakfast food.
It's a breakfast food. It's a breakfast food.
A breakfast bagel.
Breakfast bagel.
Not a lunch bagel.
Not a lunch bagel.
Or a supper bagel.
No, never a supper bagel.
What the hell?
Right?
What the hell?
I know, and it's like, did you just like lose your mind and forget the rules?
Okay, but you have so many food rules. Like, are you not surprised that he screwed it up? Because,
you know,
who can remember all that?
I know, but it doesn't mean I'm weird. It just means I just have...
Oh, I think you got something going on.
I'm just particular. That's all it means.
Uh-huh.
I'm just particular.
Okay, so you and the queen of all things food. Apparently, the theme of fall 2020 is mini meatloaf.
What?
I'm just trying to understand why the hell it needs to be mini meatloaf.
Because they're just pop them in your mouth. Yum. Right, you make them in a muffin tin, or you can get those tins that look like a muffin tins, but they make like the. But if you weren't making muffins, you'd be making like a little baby loaf of bread.
Uh huh.
That would make a good meatloaf too.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and you just make them, and they're just little and instant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all over that. Meatloaf has come on back.
You're going to make them
mini ones. Yeah. I have a recipe.
You're going to touch. Meat.
Lisa's going to. I make a good meatloaf. Samantha, right? I know we don't serve it at the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe very often, right? But it's really good.
Yes,
it's a
I
really,
know.
Really good one. I make a really good meatloaf. I take my mama's meatloaf recipe, right? And I just make it better.
Dad actually makes a pretty mean meatloaf, too.
Like meatloaf. Mike hates meatloaf.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want it as a sandwich, like people.
Oh no, I have love meatloaf sandwiches.
I don't get that. I think that seems too heavy.
Mm.
Right?
Yummy.
I don't get that. But yeah, mini meatloafs.
Huh? That's the theme
of 2020 fall.
Huh?
Yeah. Mini meatloafs.
I'll think about it.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I can get you the recipe. I get you the recipe.
I don't need a recipe.
You know how the world's been hating on Ellen?
Yes.
Right?
Oh, my goodness.
So now, apparently, because it's not enough just to hate on Ellen, now they're hating on Rachel Ray.
Okay, so that's new.
That's new.
Okay, when did that start?
I just started hearing about it.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you gotta hate Rachel Ray? She's like a little ray of
sunshine.
She just
lost her house.
Yeah, right? She just had fire, people. Right?
Huh.
Yeah.
What did she do?
Doesn't say. They haven't said. They just said that she's hard to work with.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? That sounds like a cop out. That's too easy. She's hard to work with.
Everyone's hard to work with.
Yeah, because in the perfect world, nobody wants to work with anybody.
Nobody's perfect.
No.
Some people have bad days. Some people have good days. You better be the walk-in, talk-in role model of little Miss Perfection or Mr.
Right?
Perfection.
Yeah.
Get labeled that way.
And then you know our theory. If you are like that at your work, you are a horrible nightmare at home. right? Because you can't be like that 24/7.
It's like that,
right?
It's like that one customer that always shopped,
right? That used to come shopping. Yeah.
And she was so nice all the time, so super nice. And we always speculated. I bet she's really mean.
I bet you she gets home, she pulls into the driveway, opens the door, and just like hates life. Right? Hates life and everybody in it.
You can't be that nice 24/7.
You can't be, right?
Like, it's just not possible.
And do you want to be?
No.
I don't want to be that nice.
And I think when it comes to Rachel Ray, haters going to hate. Why are you hating on Rachel Ray?
Haters going
to
hate.
Well,
hate,
and
hate.
Ellen has got her own problems and things, and people are getting fired, and stuff's happening.
Everybody's got an issue with everything.
Holy smokes, right? Man.
I started listening to the Conan O'Brien podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, HHG recommended. Oh, my God, is it ever? He's really, really good, actually. Yeah, and he had Maya Rudolph on it.
Oh, okay.
So now she loves, I think there's four hearts for Maya Rudolph from the HHG.
Oh.
Yeah, she, like, loves her. And she said, she goes, before I was just like, meh. And I'm like, but you can't be meh about Maya Rudolph.
She's funny.
She's hilarious, especially now that she's going to be Kamala.
Kamala.
And now the HHG is loving on her.
Oh, okay,
big
good.
Time. And
good,
she, good, said, good. She said she heard that on our podcast, right? Because we were talking.
Uh-huh.
Right? She's like, I heard you saying that you loved her. I'm like, I completely love her.
We, yes.
Always have.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Always have. And now it's just a bonus that now there's a Kamala.
I'll have to check out Conan then.
Yeah. And you know what? For me, his whole series is, it's all based on what guest I want to listen to, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But cool. It was pretty cool.
I will check it out.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, but speaking of people saying stuff,
yep.
Tracee Ellis Ross apparently hates bugs. I saw it on her Instagram.
Like more than you, do you think?
Yes. She claims that they fuck up her shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's like you, right? They do fuck up her shit.
I saw that on Instagram. She did like little spots of where bugs were like attacking her, yep. And she was just like freaking out just like me.
Because you, yeah, right?
I love that.
I don't understand the reaction.
Uh-huh.
Why?
You know what? I love me some Tracee Ellis Ross, though.
Oh, me too.
She's so funny.
She's super funny.
So, so funny.
She's super funny. Yeah.
But you know who's hosting the Emmys?
Who?
Jimmy Fallon.
I'm okay
remotely.
I'm okay with that.
I don't know. I don't think they need an Emmy. I don't think they need an Emmy thing.
Like
show.
A host?
Yeah, it's in September. I don't think they need a host. I don't think they need a show because nobody can come and pick up their award. It's all remotely. Nobody's
going to. They need to because Maya Rudolph actually was nominated for an Emmy for her portrayal of Kamala Harris.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
They need that show.
Maybe potentially worth it.
Yeah, they need it. They need it for that. Okay, so this is an interesting thing. Elektra and Viola.
Ooh, sounds fun. Who are they?
A same-sex penguin couple.
Aww.
They're now proud mothers after incubating and hatching an adopted egg. It's a first for their aquarium.
Aww. Isn't
that so cute?
That's so cute.
So cute, right?
An adopted egg.
An adopted egg. Yep.
That is adorable.
Yeah. Same-sex penguin couple.
Aww.
I know. I bet you they're cute.
I bet they are.
I hope that, you know, I hope that they're happy.
I hope they're happy,
I hope
too.
They're happy. Right? I would like to be a penguin because they look, I think a penguin has a really fun life. Like, I think their life is really fun.
Well, you already kind of walk like a penguin.
I do walk like a penguin. And the thing is, too, is that, you know, everybody loves a penguin.
Yes.
Like, nobody's like, oh, fucking penguin.
No, they're nobody. Like, oh, penguin.
Only, right? And wouldn't that be nice? Right? To have a little, I think we need a little more penguin love in our
you
life.
I just want more love and adoration.
That's all I want. More love and adoration, right?
I want to be a penguin.
That's all I'm looking for, right? There's no fist bumps. There's no hugs. There's no nothing. So now what do I got to do? Now I got to be a penguin, right? I want to be a penguin when I grow up.
When you grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my, right? That's my next life. I'm going to choose to be a penguin.
Oh my God.
Yeah. At the zoo. Like, I don't want to be like up in the Antarctic. That's too cold. But at the zoo.
No. Don't get me wrong.
I don't want to be like an official penguin.
Yeah. I want to be a well-kept.
A pampered penguin.
Pampered penguin.
I want to be a pampered penguin in my next
life.
In an aquarium. Right? Where I get like little sardines to eat. Right? I can go for, right? They take them for a little walk around. I want to be that. That's the penguin me.
Yeah, it's because I do not see you foraging for food in minus 60 degrees Celsius weather.
Penguin's too cold.
It's too cold.
Too cold for this
penguin. You ain't swimming to do shit.
I don't want to. I'm not swimming to get there. No, right? Where do I go? There? I'm not swimming to get there. I barely have arms. Right? I barely have arms. Little penguin arms? No, that's too much work.
Yeah.
I want to be pampered.
A pampered penguin.
Pampered penguin.
All right.
Yeah. That's my goal. Be a pampered penguin.
Oh my god. Yeah. Of course you are.
I'm just saying.
Oh my god.
Girl's got a dream.
A girl's got a dream. Okay. So, speaking of dreams. Yeah. More of a nightmare for both of us.
Okay.
Because we are not parents.
No. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
What kind of parent do you think you would have been?
Bad one. Really, really bad one.
Wendy was not the typical mom.
She was not.
So you did not have a good role model to begin with.
I did not have a good role model, right? I did not have a good role model. I loved my mom, yes. But she was not like a mom.
She was not, I'm going to bake you stuff.
She was. Let's just say that if you're going to have a mom, you want the HHG.
Yeah.
And my mom was not living at that house, right?
Nope, she wasn't.
No, why nope. Am I baking you something when we can just buy it?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would be a really bad parent. Because I would be my mom. I don't want to color with you. Mom, do you want to color? Yeah. No. Right? My mom used to take our artwork and say, oh, that's so pretty. We'll put it and pretend it was going to go on the fridge in a box under the bed. And then when she died, my dad was like, oh, she didn't save it. You guys forgot this box of garbage was here.
Yeah.
That's all this is. This is just Wendy's box of garbage.
See, but you need a Sheila. You need a Sheila.
I need a Sheila.
You need my mom.
Right?
She saved all our stuff. Yeah. She still has stuff.
That's crazy.
And it still goes up on the Christmas tree.
It's crazy.
Like little decorations I made and Trevor made, Michelle made, yeah. Our socks, like everything. My mom bakes, she cooks, she does everything.
My mom moved into her dream home, and guess what, kids? The tree that we used to have where we lived, not anymore. It's mom's tree. Right? And it was just all like a pretty tree. Right? It's like, oh, well, whatever. No, yeah. No, not now. Like the one said, Lisa, no, not now. But no. If you want to take it for your own tree one day, feel free. Right? She meant well. Yeah. I always felt she meant well. But just like me, I have zero mothering instinct. I've never changed the diaper.
Oh, okay. Well, I have.
I've never
enjoyed it because that's disgusting. But I actually never wanted kids either.
No.
And I think my mother was quite surprised. And I'm like, you shouldn't be. But I think that my brother has more maternal instincts than me.
Yeah.
And my sister turned out one good kid. Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah.
Right?
Like my three sisters they all have lots of kids. Yeah. And they all seem to be good kids.
Yeah.
I never wanted kids. I just was like, at one point, I remember when Mike and I first got married, we were hanging out with our little nephew, Jared, at the time, and Mike was playing with him. And I remember, and he was like a little blue-haired, blonde-haired boy.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, oh, Mike would be such a good dad. Okay, you know what? You got about 30 seconds to figure this out. We're going to have babies. And let's go now. Right? Oh, no, it didn't happen. Sorry, we tried. Wasn't meant to be. Yeah, God didn't think we meant to have babies.
No,
right?
Good.
God said no babies.
Tap out.
Yeah, tap out. Right. So like I wouldn't have hit them or any. I wouldn't have been abusive.
No.
But I wouldn't have liked
them. But the thing is that kids stick around.
Yeah. Like I don't want to. Like I wouldn't have liked them enough for that to see them every. And I don't want to see them every day.
Because my mother still appreciates us.
Yeah.
After all these years.
I still say the only reason why my marriage works is because Mike and I don't see each other. So how would my relationship with my children work? Because I am going to see you, aren't I?
All the time.
Right? You at the kitchen table again?
Yeah.
No, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
No, I would be a bad parent. I think you would have been okay. You would have been strict and stern.
Yes, I would have been
and
very
loud.
Strict.
You would have been a loud mom.
I would have been a loud mom.
Yeah.
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 Totally.
Yeah, you would have been loud.
I'm loud with my niece and my nephews.
Yeah.
They didn't get away with nothing. They can attest to that.
Yeah. No. You know, I almost kind of just get like a little like a rash when I even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But this is something interesting. Do you remember like maybe about a month ago, the HHG had the sleepover kids over?
Yes.
And remember I said, like, how do I become a sleepover kid?
Because you apparently needed to eat like a sleepover kid.
I want to be that. I want to be a sleepover kid. I want to come to the parties.
Want to eat the sugar.
So she sent me a video or like a clip of the sleepover boy.
Mm-hmm.
The sleepover boy, he's part monkey. He had potato chips in between his toes.
Gross.
And eating them from his toe.
Oh, that's disgusting.
He's like two or something, right?
Okay.
He's like little. He's old enough, but not much older, right? And HHG said, this is a prerequisite to be a sleepover kid. You have to be able to do this. And I'm like, so I'm watching this video.
You're not going to be able to do
I'm
that.
Watching it, and I'm like, fucker, I can't do that. I can do, I bet you I can get chips in between my toes. I don't think I can get my toe to my mouth. But I might practice this
week. You are not agile.
But I might practice.
You are not that flexible.
I know, right?
There's, you are not that flexible.
I know. And I'm like, huh, there's got to be a way to get around it.
You are not going right? to get around that.
So I think that's her way of saying I can never be a sleepover yes! kid. Right? But imagine if I figured it out.
Oh, she'd be pissed.
Right? And I show, and I send her a video of me doing it. Guess what? Sleepover kids just became 4, not 3. Right? Just saying.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. Do you ever wonder why we have middle names?
Well, I guess because it's always been like that.
But I don't think that's a good enough reason. Because I was thinking about that the other day, right? Because I don't love my middle name. Even though I'm named after my mom's grandma and everybody loved her. I get the theory. I get in theory. I get the theory. But why do we have to be named after people?
I don't know.
Right?
It's a good question.
Like, I think we need to kick that tradition.
I'm not named after anybody. I just...
Not even your middle name?
No.
You got two names that mean nothing to nobody?
No.
Aren't you lucky?
I know.
Huh. Interesting. Mm-hmm. My middle name does. My sister's middle name does.
Really?
Yeah.
Which you will not say.
I won't say mine. My kid sister's middle name is fine. Dawn. Right?
Krista Dawn.
Yeah, because, so my mom's dad's name was Dawn, and he died before Krista was born.
Oh.
So that makes sense, right?
That does make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. My name, in theory, makes sense, but it's horrible, and I don't like it. So then I just was thinking, why do we have to have them?
Well, maybe...
Who says we need a middle name?
Maybe there needs to be a rule that kids can decide their own middle name when they get old enough.
Maybe. That should be, like, in the Constitution or something, right?
Or, better yet, let's get totally crazy and let kids decide what they want to be named when they can actually talk, which is around, what, 2?
Yeah. Right, so they go nameless. For a while, you're just like little baby Gibson, which is fine. You don't know any different.
Little baby G.
Right? You don't know any different. Maybe that sticks, right? That would be me, right? Oh,
and then
little, this is baby G1, so, baby G2.
So then you get a bunch of kids. You get kids across the world that are named peanut butter and jam.
Yeah.
And bread.
Just weird name.
And truck.
Yeah.
And boat.
Right?
Or monster.
There are some cultures that I think already do that.
Because that's what a 2-year-old kid can name out of its mouth.
Exactly. Right? Right? And what's your name? Dada. Nice to meet you, Dada. Right?
What's your name? Tree.
Yeah. Right? Baby. Yeah, exactly. You know? I don't know. I was just thinking about it. And I'm like, you know what?
Like,
I'm not in favor of middle names.
I'm just saying, like, if you're going to say, you know, let them decide what their middle name is, let's just let them decide their whole...
Element.
Kit and caboodle.
It's like my sister-in-law, Heather. Her dog has a middle name, Josie May. I'm like, why does Josie get it? Why does she have to have a middle name?
Why not?
I don't know. I don't think I like middle names.
I think you should. Zola has a middle name.
What's her middle name?
I think it's Leona. Zola Leona Sperling.
Right, so you're named after...
You're named after grandma.
After grandma. Right? No, I think it's odd.
I think it's funny.
I think it's odd.
Oh, whatever.
I'm just saying.
You're odd.
I know. I could be.
Okay, but, you know, everything's going by the wayside, right?
Yeah.
Not all the things we knew
gone.
As kids, gone. Apparently, kids don't go by big trucks anymore and, like, pump their arm to get the truckers to, like...
We used to do that forever.
Honk their big horn.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you remember doing that as kids?
All the time.
Yeah. On the road.
On the road, right?
You're on a trip, and you're like, rah, rah.
Yeah, you hear honk, honk.
Yeah.
And the truckers liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They liked doing that.
Yeah.
Huh. No more.
Why?
Done.
Weird.
Over.
No more.
Everything comes to an end, Lisa.
I guess, right? All the fun things stop at some point, Samantha. All the joy leaves.
Pretty much.
Right?
Right?
Why's the joy gotta leave?
Kids are way, they're past that. They're so elevated right now. Yeah. Like, oh my God, give me my phone. Give me my iPad. Give me my little electronic device. Yeah.
It's like they have fake joy in their heart.
They do have fake
joy. Not real joy in their heart.
They don't have real joy.
It's like just fake joy, right? It's like just been put there.
They don't know the joy of just sipping on a Kool-Aid.
No.
Or eating a cookie.
Nothing like that.
Or pumping their arm to a trucker as they drive by on their family vacation.
They don't. But hey, did I tell you that our millennial, she's going to pharmacy school. Right?
Congratulations.
Like she's gonna be an A+ student. She's gonna
Excellent.
Be so smart.
She can make enough money to support her parents.
Right? And Michelle wants the Botox. I'm like, I want the flu shot. That's what I want.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Botox and the flu shot.
Yeah. That's what we need.
Perfect.
That's what we need from the pharmacist.
I'm sure she'll get right on that.
She's got 2 years.
Yeah.
Right? She's going to be busy, right?
She's going to be very busy.
I wrote her a letter of character reference, so guess what? I'm going to want my shot.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to want my shot.
Really?
Yep. You betcha.
She good?
Yeah, she good.
She good.
She's a good girl, hey? She's a good girl, that one. She's a good, good girl. Remember, she was my best friend for a while. Remember when she worked and I worked side by side?
Uh-huh.
Remember, and she was my best friend.
So why is it expected that men are allowed to have dad bods and women get shamed for having baby bods? It's okay for men to have a dad bod.
And have moobies.
And moobies.
Right.
But it's not okay for women to get baby bods.
I don't know why. That's kind of a double standard,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. A little bit. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Why is that okay? Right?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't care. I mean, I think as men age, just like women, right, our bods, you know, transition to become old people. And we need to just embrace the vessel that they're now
but
in.
But I think society is more okay with a man falling apart than it is with a woman.
Yeah, hi, right?
Still.
Like, actually, Mike and I had that conversation about going gray. And Mike's like, you know what? If it was me, I'm a dude. I'm just going to go gray. Yeah, but a woman, we can't just do that.
No.
Right? Because then all of a sudden, no.
Don't right? look good.
Then we old. Right? Then we old all
then
of a sudden.
Then we old.
Yeah.
We done.
Right? We done.
Put us out to pasture.
Yeah, so I think it is a big double standard.
For sure it is.
Right?
Huh. It is. And I don't think it's fair.
I agree.
Because a woman pushes out a watermelon
mm-hmm. out her of
her
hoo-ha.
Her hoo-ha.
Her hoo-ha.
And a man does... not that.
He should be out of the room if he's smart.
Right. And her vagina gets all out of shape, and then it's got to come back, and her pelvis has got to go back where it's supposed to go.
Right. And then they got issues with that.
And the inside's got to go back where they're supposed right. to go.
And then that doesn't feel like it used to.
No. Right? That's true.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Right? And then they got a beef.
Yes.
Right?
And then they're having an affair because their wife doesn't want them to touch them.
Right?
Oh, my God. It's a cycle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It was like your today, would you rather, right? And it was like, would you rather have give up sex? Or have no cell phone for a year, and everybody's like, bye bye, sex. And I'm like, so it was good, you know, it was reaffirming to know it was good for my heart because I'm like, yeah, absolutely, bye bye, right? Don't take my phone,
don't take right? my
where
phone.
Are you going with my phone?
Oh my god,
right?
Oh my god,
so true, though, right?
We're so fickle.
I know. Do you know what I wish? Speaking of things that get a bad rap,
uh-huh.
is I really wish egg salad wouldn't get a bad rap.
What's smelly?
I know, but it's so good.
Smelly, smelly.
Like, don't you ever just want to be at home and make an egg salad sandwich?
Yeah, sometimes I do.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I don't make it at home because I'm just still like,
No. It's your home.
I know, but I don't want it to smell like toots.
Are you afraid of something?
No, but I don't like the smell.
Then you're never going to eat a boiled egg at home.
I know.
Sucks to be you.
I know. That's why I wish it wasn't such a bad rap for egg salad.
I don't know how you're getting around that, so...
I don't think you can get around
no.
it. Right? And there's not enough restaurants that make a good egg salad sandwich.
That's true.
Right?
And then you have to be afraid of, like, is the mayo good? Will I get sick?
Is that the sandwich you should be having?
Yeah.
Right? Do you remember that? Remember Quiznos? Remember Quiznos subs?
Oh, they had a good egg salad.
And it was warm.
Yes.
And that was like...
It was delicious.
Right? And all of
and
us
then they
fat
went out
girls
of it.
Were all on that, right?
I know, but they went out of it, though.
Yeah. Quiznos always had a good sub.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
But Quiznos is defunct.
Are they gone?
They're gone.
Wow.
I think they're gone.
Again, it's something about subs. The world hates subs.
I think so.
Wow. Huh, toasted sub? Not a toasted sub. It's because everybody learned to toast.
Everybody learned
right?
to make
That's
their
why.
Own bread.
Right? So what became, so all of a sudden Quiznos big foot in, uh-huh. we're the toasty sub people. Oh, everybody bought that machine.
Uh-huh.
Everybody got that machine
now
for
everybody's
Christmas.
Toasting everything.
Yeah. Right? Oh, look at, I got a panini press for Christmas. I make my own paninis now. Right?
Oh, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Just saying.
Okay. So apparently in our world of your mask is your accessory.
Yes.
People are wearing neck gaiters.
Yeah, like, okay, so obviously...
Is it just like a big scarf they put around their nose?
Yeah, like, so obviously you don't watch sports, so it's happening a lot in the sporting world.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, you remember like a dickie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but they're wearing it and like around their neck, uh-huh. and then they pull it up over their nose.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And the sporting world is saying that it's not as effective as a mask.
It probably isn't.
Because it's not a mask.
No, it's not a mask.
Right? It's great that you're covering your face.
But it's probably, there's not enough layers to protect you.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And potentially, if it's wrapped around your neck, whatever might have been in the air could have landed on any part of that neck yes. gaiter, and now you are putting it over
now
your nose.
Now you're bringing it up to you.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going anywhere because everybody's wearing it. It's yeah. all the rage.
Go for it, people.
Just saying, right?
I don't care what you do.
I don't care. Just wear a mask. Wear a mask. Okay, so the other day I was watching PBS. Sometimes uh-huh. I like PBS, right?
Uh-huh. Look at you trying to be cultured.
No, but you know what? When it's like Pledge Week, right? They show Neil Diamond, right? Cherry, right? Right? And they like hot August nights. I'm like all over that shit, right? I'll watch it every night if they play it. But they had, that's what Bob Ross, my painter, used to be on.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So now they have a new painter.
Uh-oh.
Not happy.
How come?
Well, Bob Ross is dead, right? He's been dead for a long time.
I know, but they can keep replaying.
No. Yeah, keep replaying. Don't bring a new painter on board.
Okay.
His name's Wilson Bickford. And number one, there's no tiny little birds. There's no pretty little clouds. No tiny little birds, no fluffy white clouds.
You're not painting anyways. Nice. Why do you care?
Because in my mind, I'm painting. In my mind, when I watch Bob Ross,
God.
I am painting with him.
You need to
right
get a life.
And then they bring in Wilson Bickford, and I'm like, why? Why?
Why
does there have to be another guy
why?
Painting?
Why?
Right?
Yeah.
You want to paint, just paint at home.
Paint.
Don't paint on my TV.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Only person painting on TV, Bob Ross.
Uh-huh.
Tiny little birds.
Happy little clouds.
Fluffy little clouds. We're just going to put a little tree here. Mm-hmm. Because he's soothing.
Yes.
And he makes you feel good. And he makes you feel like happy and loved and all of that.
Uh-huh.
Wilson Bickford, not like that. He's just a man painting. Just a man painting. Dear PBS. Don't change what's not broken.
Oh, God. You hate all things in the world of change.
I hate change,
yes,
right?
Yes, I know.
But I got a card. I got a new game for us for next year up at the lake.
Uh-oh.
Okay? You know how, you know, that celebrity guy and you eat the chicken wings and it's hot?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, so now he's got a card game, a trivia game or something. Uh-huh. And it's called Truth or Dab. So it comes with 250 trivia cards. They're like truth or dare style cards.
Mm-hmm.
If a player refuses to answer their question or gets their trivia question wrong, they must eat a spoonful of the last dab sauce.
Oh.
And the last dab sauce is like 2,000 on that crazy scale.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
There is no way in hell.
Then you got to answer the
questions. I am putting anything like that on yeah. my tongue.
On the Scoville chart.
No.
Right.
No.
Isn't it funny that like hot sauce has like hot sauce and peppers have like such a fancy like Scoville chart? Like that sounds like all like
it's hot. No.
I'm just saying. Then you got to answer the questions.
Oh, I'm not giving you play that game by yourself.
He's giving you options.
You go, no.
He's giving options.
No.
And I'm like,
nope.
That beats the hell out of Skip-Bo.
Nope.
Because
yep. you can't win it, Skip-Bo.
I won the ultimate.
No,
I'm the ultimate Skip-Bo champ.
No, shut up. There was no championship. You won 2 games out of 6.
I won. The 2 ultimate championship
ones. No, I won 5, actually. So we played 7. You
yes.
won 2.
Yeah. But the ones I won were
no.
the ultimate championship.
No, they were not.
They okay.
No, do we they were not.
Do we need to
rehash
this right now?
Yes, we do.
Right? You live in a weird world that is not part of the reality of the card games.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Just saying.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
Ah. Weirdo.
Whatever.
Okay. So apparently, we're celebrating Bruce Springsteen's album, Born to Run.
Mm-hmm.
Want to know why?
Why?
45 years old.
Wow.
You old.
Huh.
Hmm.
Interesting.
45th anniversary.
Huh.
Put Springsteen on the map.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Do you remember?
I remember. I wasn't a big Springsteen fan.
He wasn't big until he did this album.
Yeah.
This was a make it or break it moment for him.
Was it Born to Run or Born in the USA?
No, Born to Run.
Huh. Interesting.
Born to Run.
Baby, you were born to... Like
that
one?
And that was his number one hit from the album.
Huh.
Yeah.
He sings a song about baseball.
Yeah. It's like a whole...
Yeah.
Cinematic... According to Tom Hanks, it was cinematic and literal and
I wasn't a huge Bruce Springsteen fan. Mm-hmm. My roommate from college was a huge Boss fan.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't get that. I don't get you. But yay, Bruce Springsteen. It's like the Rolling Stones, right? I can't wrap my brain around the Rolling Stones. I can't do it.
I don't mind Bruce Springsteen, but I do not listen to him.
No, like I can appreciate what he brought to pop culture.
Yes.
But I don't want to listen to him.
And then in my head right now is the Christmas song that him and the E Street Band sing.
Oh my God. Santa Claus is coming to town. So bad, right? So bad. Yeah.
For some reason that just went through my head.
Wow. That's so bad.
Okay. News alert.
Okay.
I saw this and I'm like, Lisa's gonna enjoy this.
Tell me.
BlackBerry phones are back again.
Yay!
New company called Onward Mobility might release them in 2021.
If that BlackBerry can do what my phone does now, hello, BlackBerry. I'm your number one fan.
Hello, BlackBerry. Bam, bam, bam.
Because nobody loved BlackBerry more than me.
I know.
Because why? Because BlackBerry was all that.
All that and a bag of chips.
Like iPhone, huh? Samsung, who? If BlackBerry can do all the stuff.
Well, wait and see.
Wow.
Big, big.
Remember me and my BlackBerry? Yes. And I'm all like, BlackBerry.
Look at me.
Look at me, my BlackBerry. Right? Yeah.
And then they went down the tubes.
So fast.
Yeah. When everyone else launched.
That's exciting. I will keep
well,
watching.
Well, because I'm like, you were the original BlackBerry.
100% I was.
Yeah.
Right? Loved it.
Yeah. So weird.
Loved it.
So weird.
So expensive.
So expensive.
So weird that my husband said okay to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he did.
Has a happy wife is a happy life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Interesting.
On to some of the topics chosen by the listeners.
Yes.
Listener's choice. So we'll start with one from Matt from Nooks and Crannies.
Maddie.
How long should the average toothbrush last, and does it have a secondary use?
Okay, so the average toothbrush should last 1 month and no other use. That simple. 1 month, gone. And that's for fake teeth.
Right? I would say a decent toothbrush should probably last you anywhere from 1 to 2 months.
Yeah.
And it could have a secondary use to potentially scrub around your toilet. Or
it was in your mouth at some point.
But it's going to be dipped in like...
Ugh. No. Throw it away.
Clean
your... buy a toilet bowl cleaner. Buy a toilet brush or something. God.
Oh.
Right?
I'm just saying.
That's too frugal for my
liking.
It's too frugal.
Okay.
Yeah. But I say 1 month. Mm. You say 2.
1 to 2. Okay. And it does have a secondary use.
Now, when you buy a toothbrush, are you all like looking at the color, analyzing the color?
Depends, or if it's on sale.
Yeah. Mike buys like quite a few, right? Cause everything's in multiples. And Mike is so confident in his masculinity. He doesn't care if he uses a pink one or a green one. He doesn't care. And then to me, I'm always like, I wish you would just use the blue one. Cause it would just make it easier for me. Right. Cause I'll use the pink cause I'm the girl. Right. And he doesn't care. Right. He just takes toothbrush and uses it. Yeah. And I've never seen somebody go through a toothbrush like him.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, man, that dude, he brushes. He brushes. That's good.
Okay. Another one from Matt.
Okay.
Do you recycle? Mm. Why? Why not? And when did you jump on board?
Okay. Do I recycle?
I recycle more.
We live in apartments, so we recycle as best as we can.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. When did I jump on board? I'm still not 100% on board.
I'm not 100% on board to all of the weird things you have to do with recycling.
Yeah. Like I don't get why the milk lid can't go on the milk carton anymore.
Well, and it's all the lids from all the bottles,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to throw them away.
Like dear recyclers, you're making me not want to because now you're making it too hard. Right now it's too much work. Guess you don't want to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I start feeling.
I do try to keep my paper, cardboard stuff, and I toss that in recycling,
yes.
Along with, you know, milk cartons and stuff. I recycle pop bottles and all of that kind of stuff. But anything else that's harder than that, I'm probably not great at it because I'm in an apartment.
I know.
I only have so much space.
And like so in Saskatoon, we have Sarcan, right?
Yes.
And Sarcan is kind of like our recycling people. And the lineup since they opened up after the pandemic.
They have not gone down.
Oh, my God. They're like setting like world records with their lineups, right? So crazy.
But yes, we do, but probably not as much probably as you're as, going to do
probably
that.
Not as good as what we should.
Yes. Right? And I think we jumped on board probably like a few years ago, maybe longer than that.
When somebody put a gun to my head and said I had to. That's when I probably really bought into it.
Yeah. Well, and I probably bought it into it even more when the recycle bin actually showed up outside of my apartment building.
Yeah. Like if I got to take my bag of stuff someplace.
That's not happening.
Chances are it's going in the wrong bin.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're being honest.
We owe Matt that.
We do.
We owe Matt that.
Okay. I got one from Pauline Eel. Okay. Or L? E-H-L-E. I can't
remember. Just call her Pauline.
Hi, Pauline. Yeah. How early is too early for Christmas decorations?
Oh.
Ask Costco. Theirs are already out.
Wow. Hey. Okay. So I went on a pumpkin spice rage.
So obviously.
I cannot support Christmas decorations yet.
We haven't even got through Halloween yet.
All right. We haven't even got to Labor Day. We haven't even got to the time of year where you can't wear white pants anymore. Right? We need to transition past white pants.
Yes, we do.
Right? Before we can start thinking about anything else. Right?
We need to transition into fall coats.
Fall.
And then maybe Christmas.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know. I think. Like, I guess after Thanksgiving.
It's a tight turnaround.
It's a tight turnaround.
No, because any decent store that has thought about Christmas is doing this in September.
I know.
Yeah.
But then, you know, stores shouldn't be surprised when there's some rage.
Then people need to deal.
Yeah.
Because we need to put it out there before people even realize they need it.
Yes. Well, that's the beauty of retail. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you guys are going to have some rage.
Yeah, there's going to be, So how early is too early? If you got to ask the question, it's still too early.
It's still too early.
Yeah, still too early, Pauline. But if you're one of those good sports who picks up the odd thing that you need, more power to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
All right. So there were a few more, and we're going to keep them for future episodes. So listen for them.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.
We're going to maybe do that again.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
Lisa, do you have an I shake my head?
I do. Samantha, that happened tonight. So my I shake my head is trying to use the Domino's coupon.
Oh, yeah. As much as we loved the pizza.
dear Domino's, I think we could do better on the coupon.
Yes.
Right? So the coupon, and yes, I get we didn't read it. Uh-huh. So here's two educated women who kept reading the coupon wrong. Over
and over
and over again. So we own that. We get that. We own that. But the thing is that like their coupons are a little bit ridiculous because we just wanted to get the one large pizza. And
it said a minimum of two.
Minimum of two. And what coupon. I thought that meant, you know, like
you could only get two.
You could only get two. I guess that would be maximum, not minimum. So we went through and canceled and added and didn't take off the coupon. And then we found a different coupon with the breadsticks. And we ended up saving $2.74.
Woo!
Woo.
Too much work for that.
It was too much work.
Too much work.
Too much work, dear Domino's. So I shook my head at the coupon, right? I'm like, don't make me not get the pizza.
Exactly.
Because that's where we were headed.
Yeah.
That's where we were headed. What about you?
Well, I'm thinking maybe I'm shaking my head at people who do not read the room.
Oh.
I think people need to remind themselves that just because you have an opinion doesn't mean you need to share it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So sometimes I think people need to mind their own business.
Right.
Not all the time.
Zip it.
But sometimes I think, guys, you need to be more self-aware.
Oh.
And read the room.
Read the room.
And then decide if you need to participate.
Yeah, fair enough, right? Fair enough.
And if you sometimes you're not helpful.
You're not that helpful.
Yeah, because your opinion doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to be careful.
I'm just saying. You know.
It makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense. Read the room. If you take away one thing, two things to take away this week, friends of the podcast. Number one, you want to be a penguin.
You want to be a penguin
in an aquarium, not in the Antarctic.
Pampered.
Pampered penguin.
Pampered Penguin.
Remember that. Number two, read the room.
Read the room.
Right?
Read the room, people.
That's up there with Walk with Purpose. Remember Walk with Purpose?
Right? I forgot about Walk with Purpose.
Right?
Read the room.
Read the room and walk with purpose.
Yeah. Today I also coined, sanity is cool.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Gotta have your sanity in
sanity
place.
Sanity is cool.
That's funny.
Yep.
You know what else is cool? The air conditioning in the car. It's fucking cold. And yeah, I did just swear. We have explicit beside our rating.
We do.
We're explicit.
We do.
Yeah.
All right. So the topic for next week, because you told me I could pick it.
Yes, I did.
Fake eyelashes over fake eyebrows. How much is too much when it comes to perfecting your perceived imperfections?
Now, and this is also spins off from a friend of the podcast,
yes.
Right? So,
yep. Okay. This is from, oh, I forgot to write her name down. I'm sorry.
But next week we'll
next
give
week
her
I'll
a
remember.
Out.
Yes, this yeah. is from one of you guys.
Yeah.
This is one of the topics.
Yay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
All right. We want to thank John. He is our audio editor. He does a great job.
Yes.
Helps us out all the time. And also, guys, don't forget to check out our social media, our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter. And I'm getting the evil look.
Leave it at that. Leave it at that.
Not the TikTok.
Not the TikTok. We're not yeah. TikToking.
No. But we got everything else.
I know. I want a TikTok, but you don't want a TikTok.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Do you want a TikTok?
No, not right now.
Not tonight, but do you want to learn?
Nah, maybe.
Really?
Maybe.
You're falling into it?
Mm.
Do you ever go and watch it?
No.
Oh. If you watched it, it's like a rabbit hole. You'd love it.
No, I know. And that I've got enough stuff going on. I don't need to go another level.
But okay, but maybe we'll think about the TikTok.
Okay.
All right, we'll think about it. All right. Samantha, anything else this week?
I think we're good.
I think we're better than good. I think we're awesome. That's, whose song is this? Awesome. I came to play. It's The Miz.
Oh, God.
Time for you to get down on your knees and pray. I came to play.
You and your wrestling.
Yeah. Right, because it was SummerSlam.
Okay.
Right? And then this weekend, there's one, too.
Woo!
It's Payback.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Okay.
It was a good one.
All right.
It was a good one, right, with The Fiend and Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Who Mike calls Asshole McIntyre, because that's my last name. Right? Drew McIntyre, I bet she's an asshole. That's nice.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Okay.
Right? All right, Samantha, always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
The podcast that you just enjoyed is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts, visit lowtreestudios.com.